Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NCUMA Hawaii Conference here on beautiful Maui, and we're in the last day. We're on the final, the home stretch, ladies, and we have the ladies here from Park Street Partners. How are you? Let's do some introductions. Tanya O'Hara right next to me. Tanya, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you guys are here.
Absolutely.
And then we have Lori Rodriguez right next to Tammy. Lori, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good, good. Glad to have you guys here. How's the conference been? I see you guys have been so busy around the corner over there talking to a whole bunch of folks, networking.
It's been great. As you know, we have the new name and logo. The band is the same, but the name has changed. As we said in a previous interview
that was at Max.
So we've had some folks come up and say, oh my gosh, did you change companies? Mm-hmm. Did you move jobs?
Yeah.
So it's been nice being able to share the story in person and mm-hmm. saying, you know, no, we're all the folks you know and love, we're still here. We're still here to help you, and love being at Nakuma. Kathy's conferences, and we have been proud supporter for 4.5 years now, and however many more.
As well, she puts on, you know, she and her crew put on a great show multiple times a year, just this one, but they do multiple conferences each year. So, yeah. So, and give us a quick refresher on Park Street Partners.
Sure.
And we can dive into some other details.
So, we offer SERP, Supplemental Executive Retirement Plans. That's all we do. We focus on one thing, and we think we do it really great and better than anyone else, dare I say. If you have a plan in existence, we're happy to take a look at it. We can give you some ideas of maybe how you can tweak it, even if it's one of our competitors. We want to make the plan stronger for everyone in the industry. Of course, we'd love to work with you as well, but we're here as a resource and to educate. That's what we want to do.
Well, and this is a big part of attracting and retaining that top talent, right?
Yes. So you plan, you attract, you retain, you compensate. The acronym of our name.
Yes. Yes. So we talked about that last time for sure. And so Lori, I want to bring you into the fold here, because this is, if I understand correctly, this is your first credit union conference?
Yes.
I'm so eager to talk to folks who are just kind of indoctrinated into our industry and what their thoughts are, their initial thoughts. So,
So
what are your initial thoughts so far?
Yep. So this is my first conference, and I would say that I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to come to beautiful Maui to experience this. But everyone's been so nice, very, very helpful, and I've learned a lot just being here in the few days that I've been here. So very, very excited, very grateful.
Right on. We'll let the train go through. Hang on. No worries. We are flexible for sure. And so, tell me what is your role at Park Street Partners?
Absolutely. So I've just been put into a new role. I work in the marketing department, and I basically just help all the benefit consultants while they're here at the conferences, help get them their promotional supplies or basically anything else that they would need.
Yeah.
So just trying to make their job easier.
Okay. And so what's been the buzz in the hallways here or the patio here at the Grand Wailea? What have you been hearing, Tammy? What have you been talking about with the credit unions?
Several have been talking about, our comp committee just started talking about this. You know, how do we go about doing it? What's the best way to do it? Can you help us with figuring out what our compensation is? Our quick answer on that is no. We think it's a conflict of interest to tell the board how much to pay the CEO, and then do the compensation package on top of it, or the retirement plan on top of that. So we refer out to nonpartisans, folks that strictly do comp consulting in the industry, and then we come in after that to help with putting the CERT packages together.
So that's been a big topic.
Quite a few actually have come over. We've got quite a few clients at this conference, that's been really nice.
Cool.
And you know, they spread the word, so to speak.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Some bring people over. Hey, you need to meet Tammy, and they do a great job. So we love hearing that. So.
So what are some of the trends that you guys are seeing in the industry right now? Again, we go back to the attracting, retaining, all that type of stuff of top executive talent in our industry, which can be a challenge. There's a very unique labor market out there right
absolutely, now. Absolutely, and a challenge is liquidity with credit unions right now as well. You know, everyone's in a crunch with margins and whatnot. So we have some very unique and creative and legal ways of making it affordable for the credit unions to put these plans in place to make sure that they don't lose the talent that they have.
Yes.
So we see mostly that when a new CEO or anyone actually from the C-suite, if they're a larger credit union, is hired, oftentimes it's in their contract that they will have a CERT put in place within 12, 18, 24 months.
Okay.
So it's becoming just a norm as part of the hiring process for those levels of executives.
Yeah. If you want to keep that top talent, you got to sometimes roll out the red carpet a little bit for them, for sure, especially in this industry, because there's so much competition out there, as we all know. We've all heard it time and time again. So credit unions to keep that top talent is a big deal these days.
Yeah, and it's sticker shock when an executive leaves and they may have been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then the board, if they hire someone, especially from the outside versus someone inside, huge sticker shock that they thought they were paying enough for that position and it might not be anywhere near marketplace.
Yeah. Oh gosh, so many moving parts in here. Yes. And Lori, what are you seeing out there as well from your perspective?
Mainly what I just see is everyone coming together. Really, I mean, I know we're all here from different credit unions and, you know, I've seen a couple of other vendors, but mainly what I see is just everyone coming together, working together, and of course just enjoying their time here.
So. Indeed. And Tammy, I just kind of round out things. What do you see happening in 2020? We've had a number of speakers talk about the future. I mean, we had Elliot Eisenberg yesterday, or the day before yesterday, talk about the economy, and he also talked about leadership and that type of stuff. So what do you guys see for, or I don't want to say you want to forecast, because everyone has a crystal ball that's very murky these days.
What are you seeing
on the horizons for next year, because 2024 is right around the corner.
It is very quickly approaching. We honestly haven't seen a lot of slowdown with putting CERTs in place.
That's good news.
It's good news, especially with how we can make it a little more affordable for the credit unions and walk them through the ideas and educate them on what is possible.
Yeah.
You know, some folks are thinking that, it's going to go back like what, 2008 or whatever, there's not going to be any conference attendance next year, and what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, I don't, I was just going to say, I don't think that that's true, because, you know, Kathy just announced that
they're sold out.
Yeah. The spring conference is sold out.
Yeah.
The Hawaii conference sold out very early. So I know some of the other associations have record attendance coming up in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's really encouraging, and that it's still so important to get out there and network with your peers, no matter where you are. Hawaii is a great location, obviously, but if you're in, and no offense if you live in any of these, Timbuktu, Cleveland, you know, whatever,
the middle
of a cornfield, it's still very important to get out there and find out what your peers are doing and get that updated information and that research that the speakers are presenting and put it to use. Take it back to your credit union. Have conversations with your board. Have conversations with your exec team and use those ideas. That's why we come to conferences.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because yesterday, after everything was done, I know Golden One Credit Union had a big crew here. They had their C-suite here and their boards were here. They were in that room for a good hour and a half after because I was here doing interviews and wrapping up and stuff like that. I went in there and checked, and they were still in there like an hour and a half after everybody had left. And so they are really taking this serious. Yeah. And there were a number of other folks at tables still brainstorming and stuff. So it was really good to see that.
Yeah, it's awesome when you see a credit union that brings their CEO and C-suite and the board. They use some of the conferences as offsite planning meetings. So it's really killing two birds with one stone.
Yep.
You know, Hawaii's a cheap trip from California. So I think the majority of the credit unions that have a big group here are California credit unions.
Yeah.
So it's great to have them be able to use the facility and the speakers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll pull in the speakers from conferences and have them address their group individually as well.
And the CEO roundtable that you guys hosted a couple of days ago was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was so honored to be a fly on the wall in there and just to listen to the conversation. And Goodness gracious!
Wow.
I thought the Formula One race was in Las Vegas. Now I'm here in Wailea.
Apparently, it's in Wailea also.
Wow! All right, good stuff. But anyway, as I was saying, yes. It was really cool to see the practice of collaboration really at its finest in that
room.
Because there was probably at least a dozen CEOs in there, at least. And they're all saying, hey, we can help you with that. We can, let's talk after this. And so it was really cool. Thank you for hosting that.
Oh, our pleasure. Such a diversity of sizes of credit unions as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And how you feed off of each other. It just, it really does emphasize how great conferences are with the networking and the peer conversations. And I mean, it goes back to people helping people, what credit unions are all about.
Indeed. Yeah, we talk about the collaboration stuff day in and day out, but it was really cool to see it in action right there.
Yeah, like, here's a problem I have, and then someone else, you should do this.
It was so reassuring. So,
it's great.
Yeah, refreshing. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work.
All right.
But thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes.
Absolutely.
Anything else to add? Lori, anything else to add here from kind of a newbie in our industry? Welcome, by the way. So,
thank you so much. I had a really great time, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here. Tammy, any final thoughts before I let you get back to work?
I'll probably see you in a month or two.
I think so.
So we'll try to think of something new to talk to by then.
There will be always something new. Believe me, in this industry, there's always something new. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Tammy, Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you
for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us. And again, thank you for your support.
Street
Partners, go check them out. What's the website, Tammy, where they can go?
www.parcstreetpartners.com.
There you go. Simple enough. And we'll put the link in the show notes as well.
Awesome.
So good stuff, guys.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.